Hello, you're listening to Padana. In Padana, we picture Iran through the music, literature, and travelogues.
This episode, Iran Nomads, a life on the move.
In this episode, we are going to have a closer look at Iranian pastoral nomads and their unique lifestyle. In the fourth episode of Padana, we will give you a clearer image from the Iranian Ashayer or nomads, a handful of people who have an unavoidable role in sustainable development in Iran. You will know about Kuch, the seasonal migration to and from summer and winter quarters that Red Zeb experienced with Bakhtiari nomads, and go along with little Aaron, who has met with Shahsevan nomads at Savalan Mountains Pool, and realize how milking herds and making bread make a great adventure to a little Thai boy. Here we go with the story of a life on the go.
Sanity pushed off. Saini maman aman, neini maman aman, neini maman. Varsanity pushed off. Sari achjik, sirun achjik, jeiran achjik. Ganaturi shina. Merani sari akchik sirun akchik maran akchik jeiran akchik gana tsurishin arav merata merani sari galin amman sari galin amman.
You're listening to Sari Galin, a popular Azeri folk song telling the story of a bride from the mountains and her love for a boy that never could achieve. Sari Galin song has many versions with the same melody and different lyrics that are sung by different singers. This version is by the Iranian composer and musician Hossein Alizadeh, accompanied by the Armenian singer Jivan Gasparyan in Persian, Azeri Turkish and Armenian languages.
Субтитры создавал DimaTorzok.
Iran Nomad Tours sponsored this episode of Padana. Iran Nomad Tours strives to organize cultural and adventure eco-tours, focusing on Iran's authentic nomad population. In these tours, they take a small number of travelers to the heart of Zagros Mountains nature to experience Iran Nomad's way of living. For more information, check their website at nomad.tours. Migration for survival. This is the spirit of the nomadic life in Iran. As they feel the fresh breeze of fall, telling them that cold days are on their way, nomads start moving to warmer quarters with their families, flocks, and all belongings, constantly looking for green pastures and gentle weather. Mountains, rivers, plains, and deserts have been and remain their homeland. The main dwelling of Iranian nomad is a special woven tent. There are two kinds of nomadic tents, both hand-built. Siyah chador or black tent, and alachik tent, which is a dome-shaped tent. In the nomadic community, each tribe has distinct area domination. Herding is the basis of economic life for pastoral nomads, and they possess a social communication chart based on a hierarchical order in which members of the tribe have specific responsibilities and positions.
You're listening to a Bakhtiari song named Gol Nazdarom by Masoud Bakhtiari, the great composer and singer of the Bakhtiari tribe. Listen to Aaron and his short travel log on his visit with Shahsevan nomads in northwest Iran. Aaron is a six-year-old boy from Thailand who has traveled to Iran with his whole family, including grandmothers, aunt and uncle, and cousins, in the summer of 2019. On the background, you will be listening to a folk song originated from an Iranian Azeri tale named Sarai. The song is by Changiz Mahdavipour, an Iranian Ashik musician from Sarai movie by Yadullah Samadi's direction in 1997. Sarai is a beautiful Azeri girl in a Shahsevan tribe who falls in love with a herder chief, but this love story didn't have a happy end.
name is Arnon. I am 6 years old, Thai boy. I went to Iran with my family. It was so fun. Everything amazed me. We went up the mountain by the bus. It was so high, very high. We saw how Nomad bake bread, how Nomad make the yogurt. They slowly shake the milk in the jar. We enjoy their food. It was yummy. I feel excited when I see they milk their cows. So many cows. I saw how nomads live and enjoy life. They play the music and sing. It's so beautiful up there. I love everything in Iraq.
Grass, a Nation's Battle for Life, is the name of the oldest documentary film on Iranian nomads' great migration. It's made by the American film directors Marion C. Cooper and Ernest Schurzag in 1925. The film follows a Bakhtiari tribe on their six-day kuch across the Karun River and over the highest peak of the Zagros Mountains with 50,000 tribal people and countless livestock. The filmmakers became the first Westerners to make the migration with the Bakhtiari. In 1997, Grass was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant.
The Lover's Wind, or Baad-e Saba in Persian, is a 1978 French documentary film directed by Albert Lomaris about the landscapes of Iran and its ethnology. The film contains some frames on the migration of Basri tribe, with traditional Iranian music by Hossein Dehlavi and Abul Hassan Saba.
تو خوش طرز و ساله گل عزیزه دل و میگل عشق تو بای به قلب مول چی پادشاهی که بیایه به ملی خونه گدایی گل عزیزه دل و میگل تا تو بهمی بکنی مودی حلال کن تو پشیمون ابویی که ما به خال کن گل عزیز دلومی جد خم و گل در از این گرام خم گل بازان لوه گل به خنده دید
You're hearing a Malkanun folk singing by an actual Bakhtiari nomad. The literature of the Bakhtiari tribe repeatedly reflects the Kuch. Malkanun is a term in Lori Bakhtiari dialect that defines the Kuch and means wrapping staffs for migration.
Kuch or nomadic migration is the beating heart of nomadic life, an answer to the need for fresh pastures for the flock and a teamwork action that all members take part in. When it comes to migration of nomads, telling about two terms is essential. Yaylaq is the summer realm to which nomads migrate in spring and stay living there until the end of summer time. Yaylaq typically has cool weather and is located at highlands or mountain hills. At the same time, Qishlaq is the winter zone with a moderate climate that nomads move toward at the end of summer to spend half of the fall and all winter in. Nomads of Iran are categorized in different ills with variety of cultural characteristics. Next, we introduce the different nomad tribes which are following the typical nomadic lifestyle in Iran.
Bakhtiari is the largest tribal confederacy in Iran. They are Iranian Lor people that speak a type of Lori dialect. Bakhtiari tribesmen wear a felt hat, which is black and named Khosravi, and a sleeveless coat in natural white wool with vertical black strips named Choga.
چار بالو چار تیاره خدا دونا چار تازه پوش چار بالو چار تیاره خدا دونا چار تازه پوش دلو یلی خانه ولی خدا دونا همه سیا پور
کاغذی بین دیسم خدا دونا بیبی سیتاره زر بده فشنگ بخه خدا دونا جنگ بست دوباره مر او بی مر او بی خدا دونا جنگ برنا
You listen to a Bakhtiari improvisation melody named Marjange, composed by Abul Qasim Khan, one of the powerful Bakhtiari officials, with Astare Bakhtiari and Rahim Adnani singing. Astare is a sightless Bakhtiari singer. In the following, listen to the migration experience of Red Sea from Bosnia with Bakhtiari nomads that Saman reads on a song by the well-known Bakhtiari singer Masoud Bakhtiari, which has played with Iranian tar instrument.
مو که از پاکی دلم چی آسمونه ندونم سی چه چینون بام سرگرونه سی چینون بام سرگرونه که از پاکی دلم چی آسمونه ندونم سی چه چینو وام سرگرونه سی چینو وام سرگرونه سر به صحرا به نومد بی هم زبونی سخت تهنا من دنو درد زمون تهنا با درد زمون.
With a welcoming smile on her face, the mother of the family said, "Well, we need to be here, but what on earth are you doing here?" Nobody replied, but I remember that I thought of what could be the only possible reply. We came to remember the things we forgot long ago. This was my first encounter when I joined a nomadic tribe in Iran in the spring of 2018. This tribe is called the Bakhtiari, These nomads have no stationary home, but they call several provinces of Iran their home, including the Isfahan province. The Bakhtiari people do a 300-kilometer migration twice a year, moving between winter pastures to summer pastures high in the mountains to find grass for their flocks of sheep and goats. The mother of the family was standing barefoot in front of a primitive tent, dressed fully in black clothes. This middle-aged woman, who looked older than her age, appeared very simple, yet very tough, with a face that could almost tell stories. It was obvious she's a very strong woman, a pillar of the family. The men, father and two younger family members, were also close by, shepherding and guarding the sheep and goats. As for the girls, they are attached to their family and their mother, at least until they get married. They work as hard as boys, if not harder. From early morning, they are responsible for milking, preparing food, yogurt, and a traditional dairy drink, as well as taking care of the camp.
The Qashqai is one of the largest tribal confederacies after Bakhtiari tribe, live in Fars province and Zagros ranges. They are made of five major tribes. They speak in Turkey Qashqai dialect. You're listening to a Qashqai lullaby being sung in the nomadic camp in Zagros hillside.
Bahtı muzağ uzak yollar lay lay lay lay lay lay lay Erke dedile ağam gel lay lay lay lay lay lay lay İki gezmeymiş doluk lay lay lay lay lay lay
In all Qashqai ceremonies like wedding, which plays a crucial role in Qashqai tradition, tribal musicians play local instruments such as karnai, sornai, and nagara drum. Dance is a sign of solidarity, alliance, and friendship among Qashqai nomads. Qashqai women wear beautiful clothes characterized by vibrant colors and designs, and dancing in a circle, shaking a colorful napkin in hands.
Now you will be listening to the translation of some lines from the book Bukhara, My Tribe, written by Mohammad Behman Beghi. Mohammad Behman Beghi, born in 1920 in a Qashqai tribe of Fars province. He is most known as the father of tribal education aimed at educating the nomadic children of Iran. The second of Behman Beghi's five books is a collection of 19 stories and memories in which he narrates a culture, the mindset, and living condition of the Qashqai through pristine prose. Allah Verdi, the son of Behman Beghi, translated parts of his father's five published works in English in the book The Story of Lucky Mad Nomad in 2014, available on Amazon website.
I have started my living in a black tent with horse neigh. I started horseback riding at age 4. Hearing about city life has made me be tickled pink, and that is why when my father and then my mother had been exiled, the only one who was happy in the family was me. In Tehran, I was studying severely, and that was the only merriness of my father, who was in the sorrow of exile and homelessness. Eventually, I got my bachelor degree to make my whole family proud of me. After the abdication and leaving of Reza Shah, all expatriates returned to their lands and tribes, and so did we. Crystal water fountains were waiting for them, high mountains and vast plain embraced them. Again, with autumn arrival, they packed and passed from the cold weather, and with coming of spring, handed over the heat to summer realms and came back the same walked path. But among my tribal fellows, only me with my inconsistent bachelor couldn't enjoy these like a displaced person. As a result, I couldn't benefit the nature's gift in the Shire and came back to Tehran to follow my progress. However, I left my soul there, between those two green and white mountains, beside the dear spring, in that black tent, and in my mother's tender arms. I worked in the bank for more than 2 years and had great progress, without a day free of daydreaming Yelak and a soul night to reach down without a dream of heavenly climate there. My brother sent me a letter overfilled with the news I have been dreaming of. The snow on the mountains hasn't melted yet. The water of the spring is too cold to touch. We cut the yogurt with the knives. The wool's sheep are colored with flowers. Come, as long as the weather is fine. Mother is waiting for you. Hardship got disappeared. The smell of a shire made me insane. The very next day I quit the growth and moved forward toward the ongoing life. Left Tehran behind and went to my Bukhara, because my tribe was my desire, my Bukhara.
جوی مولیان composed by the noble Persian poet Hudaki, known as Adam of Poets, and sang by two mistros of Persian traditional music, Marzieh and Ghulam Hussein Banu.
Shahsevan tribe is from Turkic ethnicity, located in northwest Iran at the foot of Mount Sabalan. The Shahsevan speak Azeri language, and the history of this tribe is interwoven with the Safavid dynasty in the 17th century. The fifth Safavid king organized a new tribe. He named them Shahsevan, which means ones who loves the Shah, to temper the increasing power of the army, which included seven nomadic tribes. The Shahsevan musicians are called Ashik, who sing folkloric stories of Iranian Turks while playing a traditional lute named Chogur. Listen to Ashik music by Changiz Mahdipur and singing by Mahbub Khalili. Shahsevans live in hemispheric tents covered with natural white felt named Alachiq, and I don't have Western and Central nomads black tent. The Khamse is a tribal confederation in the province of Fars, in southwestern Iran, which consists of five tribes. Unlike other big tribes like Bakhtiari or Qashqai, who have a common speaking language, the Khamse tribe are a mixture of Persians, Turks, and Arabs. The history of Khamse started in 1861, when Nasiruddin Shah of Qajar combined five existing nomadic tribes to weaken the increasing power of the Qashqai in the province. The five tribes of Khamse Confederacy are the Basri, Inanlu, Baharlu, Nafar, and Arab.
Pastora Baluch nomads commonly live in Sistan and Balochistan province in southeast Iran and spend life on keeping herds, especially goats. They speak in Baluchi dialect and they don't have any seasonal timing plan or significant migration route. The Baluchi embroidery is the most original and distinguished art of Baluchi women that is globally praised. Baluch women materialize their dreams on their clothing with colorful threads and tiny mirrors. You're listening to Halu Halu, a folk Baluchi song by the famous Baluchi singer Mashallah Bameri. The nomadic way of living has disappeared exceedingly. Now, there are only a handful of countries which have vertical migration from mountains to plain and vice versa. This unique lifestyle has made nomads a unique tourist attraction in Iran. This episode was an attempt to introduce and preserve this ancient way of living. Keep Listening to Gul Badine, composed by Masoud Bakhtiari, with Aida Shah Qasemi singing. And goodbye.
ما هو استوره نیمه شوگر.